Just the Job, a new drama by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.
Are you ready for the next candidate, Mr. Smith?
Just give me a minute, Harvey.
Of course, sir.
You know, I thought this was going to be a simple task when the boss asked me to take this on.
Did you, sir?
Find a fairy godmother for Cinderella. I mean, what's hard about that?
Well, the qualifications are quite specific, aren't they?
I guess so, in hindsight. Magic powers, oodles of patience, ability to wait 18 years before you reveal yourself, create glass shoes.
Slippers, sir.
Well, same difference, really. And what have we got? An ogre, a wicked witch who lives in a gingerbread house, a wolf with a predilection for bacon and grandmas, and a genie who can't escape his lamp. I mean, come on. He did the whole interview by Morse code, shifting his lamp to catch the glint of the afternoon sun.
It is certainly proving quite a challenge for you, isn't it, Mr. Smith?
At this rate, I won't be home in time for the Mad Hatter's tea party.
Cup of black coffee to keep you going?
No, let's get it over with. How many more interviewees are there, Harvey?
Just one, sir. She's waiting outside.
Send her in, then. Can't be any worse than the others, can she?
Hopefully not, sir. You can come in now.
Hello there. Welcome to Fairy Godparents Arrows. Take a seat, miss.
My name's Miss Mary, I'm pleased to say. I hope you're well this lovely day.
Ah, yes, Miss Mary. Thank you, Harvey. Did you have a pleasant journey to the office, Miss Mary?
The sky was blue, the day was clear. I strolled along till I got here.
Well, that's wonderful.
The trees were full of leaves so green. My journey here was so serene.
Yes, well...
The little birds at play they were, swooping, flying without care.
Sounds delightful.
The world's perfume did fill my nose. I'm glad I wore my nicest clothes.
Finished, Miss Mary? Good. You've applied for the position of Fairy Godmother to Cinderella. Do you possess any magic powers, may I ask?
Indeed I do, and that's the truth. I dare say you would like some proof.
Well, I should really. Need to tick all the boxes on the application form, don't we?
A little trick will prove me right. Your trousers, sir, are out of sight.
Well, what? Oh, bring them back at once.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry to make you blush. They have returned all in a rush.
Phew, thank you. So, we've established you can do magic. Do you have any previous experience of working with children, Miss Mary?
With children, yes. I've helped a few. Experiences I'll tell to you.
If you please.
This poor old woman lived in a shoe with 20 children. What could she do?
Yes.
They chose just me from Fairy Pool to make their lunch to take to school. When they came home, tired as a flea, I cooked a snack, French toast and tea.
Any other experience?
A girl there was in hood so red, went to her gran's to bring her bread. The wolf had been laying gran's bed. I sent a man, chopped off his head.
Oh dear.
That mangy mutt, I'm sad to say, must have escaped, was here today.
Yes, he came in to be interviewed.
With Sleeping Beauty I was evade, as third fairy the spell unmade. Instead of dying, Beauty dear was sent to sleep for 50 years.
Ah, splendid, splendid. Sounds like you're just the ticket. Why do you think you'll be suitable for the role, Miss Mary?
Well, Cinderella's a lovely child. Good with creatures, meek and mild.
That's true.
Her sisters and the wicked mum have really got her under the thumb. It's my intent to change that state. I'll do my best at any rate.
I think you'll do nicely. What do you intend to do?
I'll keep her safe to make a start. I wouldn't want to break her heart. In 18 years, this is my plan, in slipper's glass she'll meet her man.
Wow, that's...
The love she meets will be a prince. No pots or pans she'll wash or rinse.
Miss Mary, yes, you're the most. I'd like to offer you the post.
Whoa, thanks, Smithy, I accept. What's the pay like then, pal? Better be more than 5 drops of nectar a day, mush.
Just the Job was written by Steve Dobson, voiced by Catherine Ranas, Martin Sugden and Brian Robinson. Technical wizardry by Brian Robinson. Produced by Steve Dobson.